And we're on. So we're already 10 seconds into this podcast, which is surprisingly more than I thought we'd ever make it to. This is Ella. She's the other part of this podcast. I'm Presley, by the way. Like, and yes, like Elvis. And here's Ella. Yeah, I'm not sure if you can hear her, so I'm just going to move it closer to my phone, because we actually are not with each other. We don't record with each other, which is weird, but it's how we do things.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I cannot stay on my bed. I keep falling off.
Okay, well, I am looking for a microphone.
Yeah, I have the blue... I think it's called, like, the blue ice snowball microphone. It's really nice. It's called the snowball ice microphone. You would really like it, Ella. It's just a little, it just has a little cord and it just hooks into your computer.
What does your microphone look like?
It's like white, and it's like a little, like, white snowball. It's exactly as it sounds. I'm gonna put her a little closer.
So you guys can hear me.
So, the first episode, I think we should make it about true crime. We didn't really plan this out.
Yeah, we were just kind of like, hey, let's make a podcast.
So, we should,
probably plan things.
We should probably do it, true crime. We be listening to Crime Junkie. That's my favorite. So, and they probably make pretty big bucks off of it. So,
yeah,
we could do this as a little side job.
Yeah, I'm doing this for the money.
Yeah, but it's also fun. It's also fun.
Yeah, cause I'm broke.
Yeah, we're both broke. I have 57 cents on my debit card. If that's what you want to know. So,
I never asked.
We didn't really plan this out very well, so I'm just gonna look up recent true crime, because that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
So, that's the wrong thing. This is so hard. Okay. So, I'm just going on. I have no idea. I'm just trying to find some stories. Alright, so my source is, what? Grand Forks Herald. It's from Grand Forks, obviously. Actually, I don't know if y'all have ever seen The Wizard of Oz. I know me and Ella have. Or at least I think she has.
Yes.
Who hasn't seen The Wizard of Oz, if I'm being honest? So,
on my side, I'm having technical difficulties. So, I will see, I will hear you guys. Or you guys will hear me. You know what I'm trying to say. In a few minutes.
Okay, so she is going on mute for a few minutes. So, if you have seen Wizard of Oz, and I'm sorry if I sound weird, I should have addressed this in the beginning of the episode, but I'm sick, so I'm going in my floor now because I keep falling off my bed. So, I'm sick. So, that's not a good thing when you're trying to record your voice and you're trying to sound professional whatsoever, and you can't even pronounce half of the stuff because you sound like this. You sound like SpongeBob. Not SpongeBob. I'm losing my mind. I meant like Squidward. I sound like I'm Squidward's third cousin. So, yeah, back to what I was talking about, sorry.
Okay, so I'm back, and I did find a microphone, and it's, like, I'll show Presley. This is the microphone I found.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good one. How much is it?
It's $35.
Oh, I might get me one. Can you order two? I'll pay you back.
I don't know, because it depends on if it has shipping or not and how long it's going to take.
Yeah, but if you ordered two, I'd pay you back.
Yeah, you better pay me back for shipping, too.
I would pay you for shipping, even though it's usually for free if y'all have Prime.
Yeah, I might just get my mom to order it so it'll come in 2 days.
Could you order two?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Put some money on your card and give your cash money to your dad.
I guess I could, yeah. Okay, so back to what we were talking about. I'm sorry. I don't know.
That's the same.
I would see you eventually.
Yeah, that's true.
We're having we're planning on having a sleepover in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to what we were talking about, because we are the most sidetracked people on the planet Earth. In August of 2005. You know, Wizard of Oz. The ruby slippers were stolen in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum in the Grand Rapids, but the FBI's Minneapolis, I can't pronounce stuff, you know what I'm talking about, field office, will conduct a Tuesday afternoon press conference to announce that the ruby slippers have been recovered. So, they're back.
Okay, so,
and it's Ella's turn.
Yeah.
Sorry, my microphone just fell off of my stand, so give me a moment here.
Okay.
I think so I just broke it.
I just found out, so I've been looking at this, and this is...
Gotta source the website.
This is today. This started today at 9:05 a.m. 2 day, which is August 29th, 2021. Mm-hmm. So it was this morning. And it says, Scott D. Pierce, true crime fans, get ready to laugh at only murders in the building. And the people that shot the podcast of before the podcast that we're doing is Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. So, what it says, I'm going to read like one or two paragraphs.
Wait, what is the, you got to state the website name.
The website name is www.sltrib.com.
All right. And go ahead.
Okay. So, I'm going to read two articles. I'm going to read the first
paragraphs.
The first three paragraphs, because those are probably the most important. Okay, so this is what they said. I'm still having a hard time believing in so many people watched or at least talked about the weird and not particularly well-made Netflix series Tiger King. The only explanation I can come up with some sort of mass instantly caused by the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Serial killer Ted Bundy's murders in Utah were subject on one recent Netflix true crime series. While Utah forger bomber killer Mark Hoffman's multiple crimes were dramatized in another, and apparently a locally made true crime podcast about still unsolved disappearance of Susan Cox Powell also gained popularity with listeners across the country, although as some who has seen upteen true crime TV shows about Powell, I'll only be interested when somebody locates her body and there's something new to report. And I'll get back to you guys in a minute because I'm having some more technical difficulties.
All right. So before you go AWOL for a minute, another minute, what is the woman's name again? That, like, went missing or whatever. Hello? All right, well, she is definitely having some technical difficulties. She can't even answer the phone. So, I will get back to you in a second. I am not. All right. So, as you, most of you have heard of the Crime Junkie podcast. I am using several, I'm probably going to use their website several times as resource. So I'm going to credit them in the description, obviously. So yes. All right. During, so this is the episode summary of their episode. This is just gives you a little idea of what happened. During a blizzard on December 6, 2009, Josh Powell claims to have taken his two young sons, ages 2 and 4, camping. When he returns home, he finds friends and family frantically searching for them. They're all relieved when he and the boys arrive safely. But where's Susan? Josh becomes a prime suspect in her disappearance. But when the system fails to prove a case against him and protect his kids, he turns on them and kills them in an unimaginably, I can't say words, brutal fashion. So, the Powell family, so I'm gonna go ahead and show Ella what they look like. They look like a very decent, happy
They do.
family.
They really do.
So I guess that's what this episode is going to be based on.
True crime.
Yeah. Or this whole thing can be about true crime. We don't even have a name for our podcast yet,
Yeah.
so we just kind of started. So the Powell family look very happy. Their sons are adorable. I don't know about Josh. He looks kind of like a weirdo. But the mom looks adorable too. So, yeah. We're currently, I'm going to do some more research real quick.
And I just found out that the thing about true crime fans get ready to laugh at Only Murders in the Building is actually a TV show on Hulu
And all right.
I did not know that, so because I got confused about the whole thing, but so there's that. And
All right, we're still talking about the Powell family. That's what I mean this episode is about. We finally found the subject. So just look up the Powell family. Powell. That's what I'm doing. So let's talk about Susan Powell. Susan Marie Powell is an American missing person from West Valley City, Utah, whose disappearance and presumed murder, as well as the subsequent investigations and events, garnered a national media attention, and that source is from Wikipedia. Now, I
Okay.
don't always, trust
Trust Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. Yeah.
Okay, so I just found some more facts on the Powell family. So the first family of Powells lived in Buchanan, South Wales, now known as Buchanan. The Powells are descendants of the royal family of Wales, coming from one of the sons of the old kings of Wales. Castle Madoc, Brecon, I don't know how to say that. In the country of Brecon, Wales was their home. Three of the family were judges on the King's Bench in England. So that is some of their family history and
Where
how
did you get that from?
they start. I don't know. It's www dot Jenny. It's GENI dot com. And yeah, I just looked it up on Google. So. And I don't necessarily think that's true, but if it is, I mean, there's some of their history.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, they're from Utah.
Yeah.
So I don't think we should even list that as a fact, but I mean, it could be. It really could be. And my voice is just, starting. I'm going to grab some water. My voice is just starting to get back to normal. My nose is still running, so that's great. So, Susan, I believe her maiden name is Susan Cox. And from www.thenewstribune.com, an article from there says, how much money the Cox family got for quote unquote, the pain and suffering of Charlie and Braden Powell. Pierce County Superior Court Judge Stanley Rumbach. I really am sorry that I don't know how to pronounce things. no disrespect, though. No disrespect. Reduced that by 2/3 Tuesday to about $32.8 million.
Oh, wow.
And also, Josh is dead. He died in 2012. I think he killed himself along with his children. So, I've seen that a lot also in true crime. Like, I don't get that. I don't get the whole.
Okay. I have no idea. So I'm getting this. Okay, wait, let me see. Okay. I don't know if you already read this, but it sounds kind of similar.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a video of Washington State ordered to pay parents of Susan Powell $98 million in case of her murder.
Yeah, that's exactly what I just said.
Okay.
So there is a memorial. There is actually a memorial for her in the Woodbine Cemetery, Puyallup. I'm so sorry. Pierce County, Washington, and it's not her grave though, because as you know, she is missing, and she was only 28. And she went missing in 2000.
So, you read this one.
Hold on, my phone's upside down. Okay, so that's I already said that too.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, it's at $32.8 million now. So somebody, Pierce County Superior Court Judge Stanley Rumbach. Reduced that by 2/3 Tuesday to about $32.8 million, like I said. So, yeah. And the person, and I don't know. I tried seeing, but I don't know who got Josh Powell's life insurance, because he had it. So, that is something I will try. Oh, they were in a Alright, well, that's just a whole other thing. Okay, so
how long has this podcast been going?
19 minutes. We can have 11 more minutes.
Okay, so we can do, like, 30 minutes?
Yeah, you can have up to 30 minutes.
Okay, so I think all of your podcasts should be, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
30, then at least 25.
And Josh Powell, after he supposedly killed his wife, he moved to Washington, where and this is from https .com/KUTV.com, and it says they had expressed concern over the safety of his children, but they were granted supervised visits several times a week at his home in Washington. So, on February 5th, 2012, So, Susan Powell went missing on December 6th, 2009, alright? Article from HTTPS, the little two dots, you know what I'm talking about, KOMO news.com. It states that Josh Powell killed himself and his two young sons in an explosion at his home on February 5th, 2012, more than 2 years after Powell's wife, Susan, vanished under suspicious circumstances. A lawyer for Josh Powell says he received a three-word email from his client just minutes before the explosion. So I'm gonna let Ella say something, and I'm gonna try to find out what was in the three-word email. By the way, it says with very good grammar, it says, "I'm sorry, comma, goodbye." And that was only minutes before the explosion. So, take it away, Ella.
Okay. So, I'm actually trying to find some more facts about the Powells. Now, let's see some facts about the Powells. Okay, because I can't find anything else. And this is on lessknownfacts.com. And I just looked it up on Google. So, I don't know if it's right. I don't know if it's wrong. But I'm just going to go trusting with this. And I'll just read you guys some facts about them. Check facts about Mark Powell if you want to know the real American photographer. He was born on 4th September 1968 as Mark Alore Powell. His birthplace was located in Decatur, Illinois. The famous works of the Powell are related to the unusual scenes captured on his photos. So this is pretty much saying he was a photographer. And every time he would take a photo, there would be something kind of out of the ordinary. So maybe something in the background, something just pretty much unusual that would normally happen when you're taking a picture, you know? Mm-hmm. And then... So, who was Louis Powell and what did he do? We've probably already gone over this, but yeah. What is Louis Powell's occupation? Louis Thornton Powell, April 22nd, 1844 was when he was born.
Who is that?
It's Louis Thornton Powell.
Why are we talking about that?
I don't know. I mean, I just looked up facts, and it's not showing me any actual true crimes about them, so I'm just reading facts.
All right. Well, I actually found Josh Powell 911 call made by the social worker whenever. So this is from the Crime Junkie podcast. And... this is what it says. View the videos below about Susan cataloging items in her home before she went missing, as well as the 911 calls as the caseworker made after Josh locked her out of his house while he had the kids. So here is that audio of the 911 call.
Morning. Hey, I'm on a supervised visitation for a court-ordered visit, and something really weird has happened. The kids went into the house, and the biological parent, whose name is Josh Powell, will not let me in the door. What should I do?
What's the address?
It's 8119, and I think it's 89th. I don't know what the address is.
That's pretty important for me to know.
Sorry, I can't. Just a minute. Let me get in my car and see if I can find it. Nothing like this has ever happened before at these visitations. So I'm really shocked. And I could hear one of the kids crying. They still wouldn't let me in. Okay, it is one. Oh. Minute, I have it here. You can't find me by GPS?
No.
So that's all I'm really going to play, because the full 911 call is about 10 minutes long. So we haven't got enough time for that. But I'm going to show Ella, and you will be able to hear the audio of a...
I thought you were asleep.
No. Of a video of Susan Powell actually talking about her life. So yeah.
This is me. July 29th, 2008. It is 12:33.
Also, this is a year before her disappearance.
Covering all my bases, making sure that if something happens to me or my family or all of us, that our assets are documented. Hope everything works out and we're all happy and live happily ever after as much as that's possible. Charlie, say hi.
Okay.
Today is Tuesday, July 29th, 2008.
Alright, so the video Oops. Hold on one second. This is very hard to do. So,
okay.
The video made by... Hold on, my internet is being crappy. Give me a second, please.
You're fine.
So, the video made by the Salt Lake Tribune states that,
Three.
Hold on, I gotta get back to the little part.
Bases.
So she seemed like she was worried,
Charlie,
about something that would happen.
July.
About. I have no idea. This is just so confusing to me. She seems like she's worried about something happening to her or her kids.
So documented.
And she's documenting their assets. So. That is the woman that went missing, actually, Susan Powell.
Okay.
So, the video states, on the advice of an attorney, Susan Powell documented the possessions in her home, fearing her husband, Josh, might sell off expensive items he had purchased, including tools and electronics. This video was among the items police seized from her office after she disappeared in December 2009. The Salt Lake Tribune has edited it for length. And we're not going to finish that whole thing. And we're going to have to make a part two. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And the part two will be up as soon as this one goes out. So, thank you for watching. And here's Ella.
Thank you guys so much for being able to listen to us and talk about crime for 30 minutes about the Powell family. And I really appreciate that, because I don't know, this might have been exciting, this might have been boring, but...
All right, we got to stop it. Bye, guys.